Blog Talk Radio.
But he's not a big Santa Claus. He's the one that we should be so grateful to, because what we have, he gave us. And who we are, he made us. What we know, he taught us. And where we come from, he brought us. Nothing that we have, the Lord didn't allow us to have. And we thank him for everything. I said to him the other day, Lord, they've happened. Thank you properly for errors. And thank you for the new awakening, because it's our goal to get you a billion thank yous every night. 2 billion thank yous every night. God bless all of you on this blog, on this prayer line this morning. Thank God. God has been so multitudinous, and we just praise him for everything. I want to invite you all in just a moment to give him praise and give him thanks. Amen. I'm going to pray, and then at the close of my prayer, I'm going to invite you to join me, and let's do a praise check. That doesn't mean if you have a praise, I know every one of you should have a praise, but I want to see what level your praise is on. If he's been mighty good to you, you ought to have a high praise. Amen. Heavenly Father, we're grateful to you. So, so grateful for your goodness and kindness. I just think that one of the greatest honors, if not the greatest honor of my life, is to be able to talk to you. You never sleep nor slumber. You're always there. And your son Jesus promised that, lo, he would be there always, even until the end of the world. And we're just grateful. Ask that you forgive us for all of our sins, every sin of commission and omission. Forgive those who trespass against us. We want to be covered by the blood of Jesus. And God, we ask that this day would be a wonderful day, a record day. How you move spectacularly.
Okay.
God, I wouldn't ask you that, but we're dealing with people who are post-Israelites, and they have to see something in order to believe you. I try to be unlike Thomas, who said, I can't believe you unless I see your nail-scarred hands and feet and thrust my hand in your side. God, I believe you already.
Yes.
I believe you more than I believe humans that we see. And God, because you are more real than anybody. So real that we see your handiworks in everything on this earth. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I ask that you just stretch out your mighty hand over all the people. Blessings fall everywhere. Thank you for the blessings in 2014. And now we're looking for a higher realm. A higher realm as miracles in 2015. Yeah, God, we're believing you for that. Miracles like we've never seen in 2015. Bless every person. Oh, God, remember their sons and daughters. Remember their husband, their wife. Remember, God, all the persons who have served you, got up,
oh God,
to greet you. And thank you, because we've been taught that Jesus remembers when others forget. Now, God, make a way out of no way. Supply their every need. Bless every participant on this prayer line. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, bless those who give praise reports. Bless those who give prayer requests.
Yes.
Bless those who participate in the
wisdom.
Oh, God, bless every person who's a participant on here. Lord, don't let people leave the same way they came. In Jesus' name, let the Holy Ghost take over the line.
Oh,
and we'll
God.
Give you the glory, and all the praise shall be thine.
Yes, Lord.
We seek none of it. We just want to get it for you. In Jesus' name. Love you. So much. Appreciate you so much. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you, Lord.
And we do all this in the name of Jesus for the glory of God. We pray. Thank God. Amen and amen. 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 Anybody want to speak to the Lord? The line is open. Good morning.
Good morning, Lord.
Lord, my God, he is real. Amen. We got to treat him like he's real.
Hey, Lord, I thank you for watching over me.
That's it. Let's give him praise this morning, everybody. Amen. See where you are. Praise check.
Sounds like it. But I just thank and praise God when I need something. I just always pray and I give God glory and honor and give him thanks. And he said in his word, he said, ask anything in your name, his name, he will do it. So when you are a child of God and you prayed, you asked it, he will do what he say do. I haven't been hungry yet. So he always supply my needs according to his riches and glory. So I just thank and praise God.
Thank you, Mother. That's Mother Willie Johnson. Good, good. All right, anyone else? How to handle recession? Give a word of wisdom to somebody. This is their only church. Come on. Anybody else? How do you handle recession?
Evangelist Gloria Ellington, Creed, Illinois. He said,
right.
Look at the sparrows. They neither toil nor work, but he takes care of them, and he feeds them. Are you not much more than a sparrow? He said he would meet every need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, that he was our shepherd and we would not want, and goodness and mercy would follow us all the days of our lives. So he'll take care of us. He's faithful. God is faithful. Trust him. He'll never leave us nor forsake us.
Mm-hmm. All right, good, wonderful. God bless you. There's somebody else who can give a word of wisdom, some help to people who are listening. Might be somebody in India. Might be somebody in Africa. But they're all around the world. How do you handle recession? I want Ambassador Hagen to get ready for a station identification. All right, go back to the seminar. How do you handle recession? Anybody else?
Good morning.
Charla, I heard you. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Charla Gray, 816. I have learned to make a definition of the need of wanting and needing when money is low or when things are not as I think they seem, or to sit back and try to define what do I need and what do I want. Breaks out. So fasting is important. Because we learn how greedy that we can be. We just need to define what do we need and what do we want and what does God will for us. That breaks down for me. That's how I have learned to define the need and want and what is God's will. God bless you.
God bless you. Thank you so much. Beautiful. All right, someone else. How do you handle recession?
Praise the Lord. Dr. Johnson, Sister Castile here in Minneapolis. Good morning, everyone. I find that being a giver, and God has taught us that from the beginning, he gave his only son. So I believe in giving, giving and sharing when you do have, and when there is a need, a recession, and time comes, God will always make a way out of no way for you to have what you need. He will fulfill that need. He is the giver of life, and that we may have it more abundantly, he says in the Bible. So I just believe that if you're a giver, it will come back to you, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. God bless you.
Beautiful, beautiful, yes. All right, good. I'm going to take about three more on this subject, and then I'm going to get a few praise reports this morning. Somebody else who has a word here. I think maybe this might be for America here. Amen. Somebody in this nation. How do you handle recession? All right. The line is open to you.
Good morning. This is Mother Digby. We handle it like we look to God for him to provide for us, and he promised to provide. And we have to remember what the word said. And when I think about back in when they were saying such a recession here, I thought about what the scripture had said. When it was dark in Egypt, it was light in Goshen. So if we live for God and put him first and look to him, he's always got a way to provide for us.
Mm-hmm. God bless you. Wonderful. All right. Two more.
God bless you. Ambassador Pfeiffer here. Good morning. Chief Ambassador, and good morning, First Fruit Prayer Line. Thanking God for another day. Thank God for the topic, how do we handle recession? As saints of God, we have to step up to the plate. We have to move up another level. We are to take news the same way we take the good news. Now, we use an excuse and say we're only human, and this is how human beings will take things. But we have to take it just like Jesus would. We are the little Jesus and the little gods here on earth, representing him. We represent heaven. And when we don't step up to the plate, the world won't step up to the plate. If we don't change, the world won't change. We have to take the bad news like we do the good news and be like David said, in all things, give thanks. And we have to put God first in everything we do. When you get the good news, you shout about it. When you get the bad news, you shout about it. So we are to stop using that excuse that we're only human. God bless you.
Beautiful. All right, I'll take one more.
Praise
How do you
God.
End the recession? The line is open to you. Who wants praise, to speak?
Praise the Lord. This is Ambassador Elect Confidence Smith, and my comment is brief. The Bible says that we are in this world, but we're not of this world. And reminded that the word of God says, let it be in this earth as it is in heaven. So I'm going to stay kingdom-minded. I'm going to keep the mind of Christ. And I don't see recession as the world sees. I see recession as my God shall supply all of my needs. God bless you.
Thank you. I believe you helped some people, all of you who are listening today. And I hope you all who heard that, heard those things, will take them and apply them to your life. And yeah, one of the things we didn't say is not in this word, but wait on the Lord. Amen. God will take care of everything, but we have to learn to wait. Until he moves, until he
and kind of overload us there.
Yeah. All right. God bless all of you. I want to get a few praise reports. If you got a praise report, the line is open to you. Who's first on the praise report? God did something for you, even this weekend, and you ought to tell of his goodness. Anybody? Praise reports. The line is open to you. Who's first with your praise report? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Waiting on y'all who has the first praise report.
Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson. It's Sister Elaine Castile again.
All right. Sister Castile, I heard Mother Johnson. You know, I'm a little, you know,
Amen.
Favorite my mother.
Amen.
Go ahead, Mom.
It's Mother Johnson, Kansas City. I do have a praise report. On
all right.
Yesterday, I was here at home alone. And I got up and went in the bedroom. And the enemy, he tried his best to make me fall. But the Lord, I was stumbling. I mean stumbling quite a while there. Like I was going to fall on my face. But the Lord, he kept me from falling. I just thank God because I could see myself on that floor for hours. But I thank God he stretched his hand out and kept me from falling. And I praise God for that. Nobody know what it means when you start stumbling. You just don't know how to stand. But I praise the Lord. The Lord taking good care of me, got me straightened up where I could get back to my place of sit to sit. And I knew to be still. But I thank God because he didn't let me fall on my face. And I praise God for that. It's just a wonderful thing. And I didn't go to church on yesterday, but my pastor called me and gave me his message and preached to me. Let me know what the message is on about. The Lord sent a word in the home. And I praise God for that, making the right decision. And I praise God. That was good to me, and I enjoyed it. And thank God I haven't forgotten it again. Pray for Mother Johnson. God, get the glory out of my life because I'm going all the way.
God bless you, Mother Johnson. Amen. We appreciate you so much. All right, that's a beautiful praise report. All right, someone else who has a praise report, the line is open to you.
Sister Praise the Lord, Dr. Johnson, Sister Castillo.
All right, Sister
Castillo. I thank God for that testimony of Mother Johnson, that the Lord is a keeper. And I thank God for that, for hearing that testimony.
Yes.
My testimony, praise report is I did go to the homegoing celebration of Ben Stevens, which we had prayed for a couple of weeks ago when he did receive a diagnosis of 2 weeks in hospice, that he had 2 weeks to live. And I did go to Chicago, and I thank God for great going and safe going and safe return, and for the company of his wife and his family, and all my friends there, Evangelist Ellington and my sister-in-law there. I do think and praise God that all is well there, and that such a great sermon was preached that the minister that officiated was just absolutely wonderful. I was encouraged, and I thank God for how the character of that man was displayed verbally, to have such a great, great man of God in his home and also in his church. I do thank and praise God for hearing that great sermon. I do thank and praise God for a safe return. My flight was canceled several times coming in because of the weather, but God said it was said so that we would have a great return here, and I'm blessed and just glad to be here on this side and in my home today. God bless you all.
All right. God bless you. Wonderful. Okay. Someone else with the praise report. The line is open to you. I want to give you a praise report. Anyone else? All right. God bless you. Anyone else have a praise report?
Good morning. Good morning. God bless you. Ambassador Johnson, thanking you for this opportunity. Ambassador Pfeiffer here in Kentucky. I'm thanking God for how he has blessed us over the weekend, how he let us see another Monday morning, how he brought us all back together once again without any tragedies. Hallelujah, hallelujah. And I'm thanking God because he's God all by himself. Thank God for even the weather being favorable. Even though it might be a little chilly here and there, might be some snow here and there, but God is yet blessing his people. Everywhere you call, everywhere, everybody that called, everybody you talk to from state to state, the only thing we can say is that the weather is a little cold. But we just praise God for the good times and the bad times, and praise our way through. Then God will make sure that he see us through. And I thank God even for the seminar and the prayer line coming together once again this morning just to give God the glory. And I thank him for our service on yesterday being such a wonderful anointed service. We did communion on yesterday, and I am just praising God for his blessings. God, to God be the glory.
To God be the glory. Praise the Lord. All right. Someone else. Want to give you a praise report?
God bless you, Dr. Johnson, and the prayer line, and I'll send praises to God because I am grateful that I'm still alive. He's blessing me with my mind stayed on him, and I praise him for that because sometimes through aches and pains it could carry you a different route, but with my mind stayed on the Lord, he's blessing me through the prayers of the saints to keep on keeping on. And I praise God for the prayer line.
That's Mother Wilson. God bless you.
Yes.
All right, the line is open to you. Anyone else? All right, God bless you. I see Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson. Do you have a praise report this morning? All right. God bless you. Sister Peterson, you have a praise report this morning?
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Thank God for watching on me all night last night and helped me yesterday. I didn't go to church and have no seen any one thing or another, but not because I didn't want to go, just when physically able to go. But I thank God he's still keeping me. And I know he's going to continue to keep me to whatever the situation is that he's taking care of. I still believe that he's going to keep me because I don't think he brought me this far to leave me now. So I'm still trusting in the Lord and thanking you all for the prayers that you all praying for me.
All right. God bless you. Anyone else? Here, anyone else with the praise report? All right.
This is Ambassador-elect Sister Gina, and I want to thank the Lord for another day that he has allowed me to see. I thank him for how he blessed us in yesterday's service, how the pastor brought a wonderful message about making the right decisions, and I thank God for that. I thank him for my life. I thank him for the miracles that I'm going to receive in 2015. I thank God for this prayer line and for each and every one of you. God bless you.
Wonderful. All right. Thank you so very much. Anyone else?
God bless.
Go ahead.
All right. Go ahead. We heard you. Go ahead. Somebody
go
ahead.
Dr. Johnson.
Praise God. I'll hop in there. I just want to say this, Ambassador-elect Chip, we had a glorious time on yesterday in our morning service, and on last night we had an old-time revival. Glory to God. And I tell you, did we thank him? We did. We praised him. We did. We exalted him, and we did. And the word of God came forth with revelation knowledge, because we can't stay the same as we did on last year. There is heights of glory that God would take us from glory to glory to glory if you choose not to stay where he left you on last year. God bless you.
Thank you so much. All right, I'll take at least two or three more, maybe. The line's open to you.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jennifer William from Long Island, New York, area code 516. I'm just grateful how Saturday I went to visit this new church. It was so amazing. The people were amazing, and I'm just gratefully thankful, and I'm just thanking God for another day this morning, how he woke me up in my right mind, gave me his strength, and I'm just grateful for all. And God bless you all. Have a beautiful day in the Lord. Thank you.
Wonderful. All right. Two more. Anyone else?
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Saints of God, Ambassador Johnson, and all the saints of God, I certainly thank and praise God for another day. I tell you, on last night on the blog, my soul did magnify the Lord. Just a burst of the anointing just fell upon us, and I just thank God for another day. Thank God for embracing the Holy Spirit on this morning, and I just thank God for every last one of you. God bless you. It's my prayer.
Thank you so much. Beautiful. All right. Anybody else?
Praise the Lord. This is Mother Johnson. I just want to say I thank God for waking me up this morning. And start me on. Thank God for the prayer line.
All right. God bless
I thank God for just a reasonable portion of my mind this morning, being able to think clearly. A lot of people take that for granted. They think that it's automatic, but it is not automatic. It is a blessing from God every single day. I've witnessed that this last week with a friend and a family member who was not able to do that. So God brought him through, and he's better now. But I just thank God for that reasonable portion of my mind, and I hope everybody has a good day today.
Thank you so much. That's our First Lady, Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson, and we appreciate her so very, very, very much. All right, I want to thank God for how he blessed Amazing Grace on yesterday. It was, oh, my God, it was awesome, off the chain what God did. As we began to praise God, we had a joint service on yesterday. And what, my God, what a blessing it was. Oh, my God, I brought the message, how to make the right decisions in 2015. I don't know, the Lord may lead me to share it this week. It blessed a lot of people, I'll just say that. It blessed a lot of people. It blessed them so... I never had this, but my son-in-law came to me and just hugged me and said, God has blessed you. You are the one. That message touched my family's life, changed my family's life. And so many others were changed because of it, making the right decisions in 2015. We're faced with what the Lord said, tell the people, miracles like you've never seen in 2015. Along with that goes making the right decisions. And we thank God for it. So we had a great, 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 great time on yesterday. many people at the altar, and it was just a great, great service. All right, we love all of you. Anybody on the line, you got some prayer requests? I'm moving to our prayer request now. If you have a prayer request, It's a good time to get it in because we got some powerful people who can pray on this prayer line.
This is Peterson. I want you to pray for my son, Charles, that he will continue to maintain the job that he have close to home, that they will continue letting him keep the job. And also, sir.
Also what?
I thought you said something else.
Just waiting on you to finish.
I was scared that then I was saying unspoken for me, but I want him to be able to keep the job that he have close to home, which is better, and he can help with the children. So I'm praying they be able to keep the job.
All right. God bless you. We'll pray for that. Get prayer for that. All right. Anyone else?
Sister Lucille.
Sister Lucille. All right.
Yes, sir. I'm asking a prayer for my family, pastor, and also I have an unspoken request.
Okay. All right, Sister Lucille, we'll certainly get you some prayer. All right, who's next?
Evangelist Gloria Ellington. I have some things up before the Lord. I need to hear from him, and I know I have to be patient, but make haste to help me, dear God.
Right, we'll certainly will. We'll get prayer for that. All right, things before the Lord. Who else?
Good morning. Good morning. This is Betty again. I'd like to place Mother Phyllis Osby on the prayer line this morning and also Minister Tracy Rome.
Right, we certainly want to pray. Okay.
Also, can we include Sister Jerry Hall?
Hey. All right, we'll do that.
Family.
Okay, line's open to you.
Mr. Castile here, Dr. Johnson. Prayer request for Curtis Thompson. He's on his way to the doctor this morning for his foot swollen up for the last few days. And also for myself, just general prayer for Smith.
Yeah. You might say unspoken request for you?
Yes.
All right. Now, who else has a prayer request?
Well, this is Johnson in Texas. I'm requesting for some clarity and healing for my husband's mind, body, and spirit.
Johnson
in the nursing home. As well, I'm asking God to turn things around concerning Social Security issues, that the Lord would favor us.
Okay. Okay, a Social Security issue. All right. Anyone else?
Good morning. This is Sister Sheila, 860 from Connecticut. I'm truly thanking the Lord this morning for life, health, and strength. Thank God for this prayer line. I'm asking God to touch Mother Johnson's legs. I was just listening to her testimony. It was very touchy. Every time I listen to her testimony, it allows me to think of the things that my mom went through. But I'm just asking God this morning a special prayer to just strengthen Mother Johnson's leg, because God put her here for a reason on this prayer line. She does great things for me, and I thank God for that. I don't say a lot now. I just have a lot of listening, but I just thank God for her. I'm just asking God just strengthen for this whole entire prayer line. God bless you.
And thank you so much for remembering my mother. That's wonderful. And you right on it, right on target. All right. I'm about at my quota, but I will open it up to maybe one or two more. Go ahead.
Mother Digby, unspoken.
All right, Mother Digby. Short and sweet. We certainly will remember you.
Good morning. This is Jennifer for my finances, please. No, this is Jennifer William from Long Island, New York, for my finances.
All right.
Thank you.
Mother Wilson, that's a Tennessee, unspoken.
All right. All right, I'm about at my quota here. I think I am at my quota. But let's get some prayer for all of you. I'm open to anybody who wants to pray. If the Lord laid it in your heart to pray, that's good. Being concerned about others, having compassion is very good. All right? Someone who feels led to pray, maybe two or three of y'all. The line is open to you. Anybody?
Ambassador Johnson, I need a little this is Ambassador Stern. Vacation on Sister Peterson's prayer. It was a little low. Job for someone.
Asking for prayer for her son Charles.
Son Charles.
He would keep a job close to home.
What the prayer was for, but I didn't get the name. Thank you. And then on Ambassador Betty, Lady Betty Johnson, I got Mother Phyllis Oglesby, is that right?
Oglesby.
And Sister Jerry Hall, I didn't get the second person.
Yeah. Sister Troy. Tracy Roan.
Roan.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll pray this morning, Dr. Johnson.
All right, go ahead.
Praise the Lord. God bless you all again and again. We thank God for his wonderful work. Amen. Oh, that men will praise the Lord for his wonderful works to the children of God. God bless you all this morning. We want everyone to pray in your heart and pray in your spirit. Oh, God, that things would come together. Amen. Going to see miracles like never before in 2015. We all have the same mind, the same heart. And, oh, Heavenly Father, as we embrace your presence this morning over and over and over again, how a blessing it is to be in your presence. And we thank you this morning. Oh, God, if we have not repented of anything that we have done from the last time we came together, Lord, we ask for your forgiveness this morning, for your mercy. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we come in your presence. presence this morning. Oh, God, we pray for everyone that is connected together on the prayer line this morning. You see and you care, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We come this morning, oh, God, and we lift up every vessel, oh, God, whether they spoke on the line or whether they did not speak. But, God, the ones that had the opportunity, oh, God, to bring their petition before the throne of grace. Oh, God, we come, oh, God, to offer their prayer requests up to you and to you alone, oh, God. Oh, this morning, oh, God, we just want to thank you for Sister Peterson, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, a mother that is crying out for her son, Charles, oh, God, that you not only give him a job, God, but we ask, oh, God, that you give him a job close to the home, oh God, for transportation reasons. And oh God, when a young man get a job, it needs to be so convenient for him, oh God. In the name of Jesus, give him the right kind of job, a steadfast job, in the mighty name of Jesus, a job that's going to pay way above measure, that he be able to take care of his family. Oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we touch and agree this morning, and we're going to pray for a Mother Peterson's son like it was our own son, oh God, that the prayers will be answered. We thank you for Mother Peterson, and we pray, oh God, for her strength and, oh God, and for her health in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, God. Lord, now, Lord, we pray, oh God, for your daughter, Sister Lucille, this morning. Touch Sister Lucille, oh God, a faithful woman of God. Endurance is in her spirit. And she asks, oh God, that we pray for her family this morning. We lift up her family, God, in the name of Jesus. You know every family member, and you know every condition. You know every need this morning. And oh God, grant her request this morning. We ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and unspoken, oh God, we pray, oh God, that everything that she got on Alyssa for 2015, oh God, if it be your will, we ask, oh God, that you grant it, oh God, for Sister Lucille, bring some joy to her heart, oh God, and let not her heart be troubled, because we know she believe in God and believe also in you. Hallelujah. Thank you this morning, Lord God. And now, oh God, we thank you for Evangelist Gloria Ellington. Oh, bless her right there, oh God. I believe it's Creed, Illinois. In the name of Jesus, she's a faithful servant, oh God, and she's a missionary. And God, we're praying this morning, oh God, that she have the things before you. Oh God, if we seek your face, oh God, and turn from our wicked ways, oh God, I believe every last one of us have some things before you, oh God, that is on our plate and in our heart. And God, we pray this morning that you hear her prayer, oh God, and attend to her supplications in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch, oh God, Sister Gloria Ellington, and we touching and agreeing for our sister and for your daughter, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, oh Lord, oh Lord, this morning, look on Ambassador Betty Johnson this morning, a servant of the Most High God. We thank you, oh God, for her faithfulness, Lord. And we thank you, oh God, for the labor that she's doing in the vineyard. Oh God, we thank you.